재미와 지식의 오디오라이프 팝빵
Thinking aloud. Outside of a dog, a book is man's best friend. Inside of a dog, it's too dark to read. Groucho Marx. Clever man. Did you ever watch the Marx Brothers?
No.
Oh, they were like, do you know the Three Stooges?
Sure.
I would say that's like the best comparison. They were a family comedy act. Vaudeville.
Okay.
You know vaudeville?
No.
Vaudeville is like the original variety show. So, yeah, you know vaudeville. Vaudeville is when you have, basically you'd go to the theater and you'd see a show of all these acts, like one after the other.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like what we would say a talent show.
Mm-hmm.
But they're unrelated acts. So something would be a comedy act, one would be like maybe a magic, one would be like a little like kind of circus thing, all different things of entertainment. But the Marx Brothers kind of started in that, and they also had a few movies and stuff like Groucho Marx. He was kind of the linchpin of the Marx Brothers. I don't know if you remember linchpin from before. He was a bit of a comedian.
The most important part.
Himself. I don't know if he was the most important, but it just kind of seemed like he was the brains to all those. But yeah, outside of a dog, a book is man's best friend. I don't know if that's true.
So you disagree with this quote?
I might.
Well, I think, okay, what do you think of a best friend? Is it...
a dog.
It could be a diamond. It could be the fact that you guys get along well. Or it could be, you know, a friend that kind of saves you, informs you. And in that way, I think a book can definitely be one of those best friends that makes you seem knowledgeable. Huh?
Right. I can understand what he's saying, because he's saying with the book, you can go anywhere, you can go on an adventure, you can
take it anywhere.
Yeah, and it's kind of like if you were to take your best friend and say, like, hey, let's go to this part of the world, or let's make some memories here. That book is like a portal.
I guess it's always anywhere. There when you're bored.
Right, and you can always take it with you. It's comforting, someone to talk to in a way. But what about a dog? Like, how can you get past a dog? They are so adorable. They just want to be loved. They'll come and cuddle up next to you. They'll fetch things for you. My grandma, she had a dog that if you were in the downstairs basement bathroom and you called the dog, you know, he would come into the bathroom and you'd give him the empty toilet paper roll. And then he'd take the roll upstairs to grandma. Grandma would see the roll, give him a new roll of toilet paper, and he'd take it back down to you.
My dog could only...
Can a book do that?
Can a book fetch you some toilet paper? I don't think so. Maybe you could use it as toilet paper back in the old days.
Oh, that's true. Okay, there we go. Book wins again.
Yeah, absolutely. We were asking Instagram. We are live, in fact, if you want to join the conversation. Glenn, we asked if our listeners or viewers have read a book before in their lives, or just are big readers, or what genres they tend to read.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Glenn says, I read books a lot for research, though. So Les Miserables was way back, but after I saw the play. But that's true. I think a lot of people kind of say, you know, oh, the book is better than the movie or the play.
I do agree with that.
And of course
that
is true, because you're...
They can give so much more detail.
Concentrating so much information, mm-hmm. hundreds and hundreds of pages into just 2 hours of dialogue.
Mm-hmm. Now, for me, reading happened mostly in my earlier years,
mm-hmm.
especially in school. I read a lot of great books because, you know, I had to.
You had to.
But, and I think too, like if people said, what's your favorite book? They'll probably say something that they read as a kid going through school. One of mine was All the King's Men. That is Robert Penmorin. Oh, I remember it.
English teacher, we'll be proud of you.
Yeah, I hope he's listening, but he's probably not. But I don't know, recently. Have you read anything recently?
I would say...
Oh, here we go, moment of truth.
I know, I do read... To be fair, though, I think we have our fair share of articles and lots of things to read. It's what you read. Books, not so much. I think the earliest one that I read was Jurassic Park from Michael Crichton, but that was last year, I think.
Okay, now, but so then that's like information. You're looking for like non-fictional news, BuzzFeed articles.
Right. Ingredients.
Even in BuzzFeed articles, you're not reading the article. You're just reading the bullet points.
Scrolling through.
10 things I wouldn't. Oh, yeah, you're right. And next.
Yeah, absolutely. But I guess there is the romance of reading books, whether it be for, you know, having the best friend to keep you company or not. It's nice to flip through those pages and look at the text in black and white.
Here's Three Dog Night.